Florida Power and Light Representative John Butler says replacing the outdated electric generating units at Port Everglades in Broward County with a new natural gas power plant to the tune of about $1.2 billion would be better for the environment and save customers money. For example, Butler says replacing four 1960s-era oil and gas-fired steam units with a combined cycle unit will lower emissions.
Peak is projected to avoid FPL system air emissions of 22 million tons of carbon dioxide, 40,000 tons of sulfur dioxide, and 33,000 tons of nitrogen oxides, again, over 30 years and compared to the existing Everglades units. This is a benefit not only to FPL and its customers in the form of lower emission costs, but to the state of Florida as a whole in the form of cleaner air.
Butler says the Port Everglades Next Generation Clean Energy Center, also called PEAK, which is projected to be completed in 2016, would reduce dependency on oil.
FPL's evaluation shows that building PEAK is projected to reduce oil consumption by 10.4 million barrels and natural gas consumption by 90 million MMBTU over 30 years, compared to returning the existing Everglades units to service. In other words, although PEAK is gas-fired, building and operating it instead of continuing to rely on FPL's older and less efficient units will actually reduce the amount of gas needed to meet customers' energy needs.
And Butler says building the plant would create as many as 650 jobs. John Moyle is a spokesman for the Florida Industrial Power Users Group. Moyle says moving forward with the plan is not in the best interest of the customers.
Really, at the end of the day, who needs this plant? We believe it's not FPL's consumers. We believe it's FPL shareholders that need this plant. It's about being able to meet earnings on Wall Street.
Moyle proposes that instead of building a new plant, Florida Power and Light should make more of an effort to look into buying energy from a third party. But Moyle says there's no incentive for FPL to do so.
The utilities earn a return on their invested capital. They don't earn a return on purchase power agreements. They don't earn a return on fuel.
And Moyle adds the plant would not diversify the state's energy portfolio or help to encourage the use of renewable energy.
Florida Power and Light is very long, very heavy in natural gas. There's lots of discussions about how do we get weaned from natural gas. And in response to that, they're asking you for a need determination for another 1,000 megawatts of natural gas.
Meanwhile, some lawmakers are considering a move that would streamline such projects. Generally, customers pay for new power plants through base rates after plants are up and running. An amendment put forward by Senator Bill Montford would let power companies recoup the cost of building a power plant by increasing rates without first having a hearing, as long as they stay within the projected cost for construction that the PSC previously okayed during a need determination hearing, like the one FPL has just had. Montford withdrew the amendment during a Senate Agriculture Committee meeting.
This is a very complicated issue. It's one that could have a financial impact on businesses and, most importantly, families. And again, I just thought it was too quick notice from my part, then to move forward. Mm-hmm. And something of this significance that could have a far-reaching impact for years to come, I thought it was just best to slow down and let's give everybody an opportunity to talk about it.
Some say they wouldn't be surprised to see a similar amendment come up again. The Public Service Commission will consider the arguments before making a final ruling. A decision is not expected until later next month. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.